Welcome to Spring Tribe. Today's topic is Corona and sales. Doing sales in times of insecurities and crisis. The postponing of decisions. What would a sales samurai do? Today I have John Molyneux with me, the sales samurai. He is a black belt in karate and a previous soldier of the British Armed Forces. And he's closing hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales in the last 12 months. Good to have you with me, John.
It's a pleasure to be here, Flo.
Where do you see the connections between the martial arts and sales?
Well, they come up time and time again for me personally, and pretty much with any discipline. I mean, you find it a lot with, should we say, entrepreneurs and athletes and people that are kind of in sports or Olympics, they tend to do really well in business. So it's not just martial arts. Any kind of discipline tends to help. But for me personally, things like discipline, you need discipline to be good at sales. You need patience with people. You get patience with martial arts repetition because you're going to be saying the same things over and over again, just like you'd be doing the same punches and the same kicks over and over again.
Yeah, I think it's a lot about the dedication and attitude of the art.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to be dedicated. You have to be disciplined. You have to be focused. There's a lots of things that kind of help.
And like, how do you establish new connections?
New connections for sales?
Yeah, for sales.
Well, it depends on the role that you're doing. Well, I have a couple of different things that I have going on at the moment where I have a calendar where I work with an influencer and they find prospects on my behalf, and then I'll sort of speak to them and close sales. But otherwise, I tend to use like LinkedIn's a really good platform for prospecting and networking. So I use that, Facebook a little bit, Instagram, but I'd say my main focus for prospecting to find new customers or clients is mainly LinkedIn.
Yeah, let's focus the current crisis with Corona. So like traditional sales people, sales force people, they are really selling in shops and wearing masks, and like it's a really very hard business now for like if you have wearing a mask and trying to approach somebody who's afraid in insecurity. This is one part. And the other part is like dealing with companies who say like, we don't know how our business is operating next year. We want to postpone all decisions. What would you do?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's a shame for a lot of brick and mortar businesses, if you want to put it that way. What I would suggest is try and pivot. Like I was forced to pivot because when the corona first kicked off, I was doing door to door at the time, doing quite well selling windows and doors, double glazed windows. But of course, that came to a grinding halt because I wasn't allowed to do that anymore. So I had to stop doing that and pivot and change direction. So I just started selling from home. Selling a product that people want and people are sort of like, well, it happens to be an Amazon course that to help people sell on Amazon because that is a good direction for people to move in at the moment, isn't it? So you have to kind of look at what works and what doesn't and try and redirect yourself.
Yeah, I think this pivot and like changing of direction, I think that's also connected with martial arts, like being dedicated, like just make a decision.
Yeah, well, I've studied quite a lot of successful people and they're very fast decision makers. They don't dwell on things for days or weeks. They just take action.
Yeah, absolutely. But how to deal with the people like our customers, our clients who want to postpone all the time and say like, let's talk next week, next month. I don't know about Corona and things. I don't know how my business will be in next year, but I want to do business with these guys. Like
yeah,
how can I start the conversation? Like how could I close the deal even in this kind of difficult circumstances?
Well, yeah, that's a good question again, Flo. I mean, what you have to do is you have to kind of paint a picture for them and say, look, if you don't take action now, is your situation going to be different in 12 or 18 months' time? Or are you still going to be stuck in this same situation? Are you looking to change? What is it you're looking to achieve in the future? So you have to kind of paint the picture, find out what the goals are and what they'd like to achieve, and then bridge the gap between where they are now and the dreams.
Yeah. Many people moving into sales because it's like an easy entry, like to have a job in the first place. But then after like a moment of like high motivation and maybe some initial success, the people get some kind of depression and say like they have a I say like now things not going so well. How can I move on? How can I continue? How can I being very focused for a long time? Like you've been a long time in the business. Many people come and go. How to stay in the business for a long time?
Yeah, well, that's another good question. But it's about mind over matter, and you have to have the right mindset. I mean, the thing that a lot of people struggle with when they make the transfer into sales is the kind of commission only, or you don't have a structure. I mean, you can get basics with sales jobs, but I'd rather not have a basic, because if you have a basic, then you kind of fall back onto that. Whereas if you don't have a basic, you sort of have to produce the goods.
Yeah. What's your approach to cold calling?
Well, the thing is, for me, I mean, I did 5 years of door-to-door selling, so my approach is just I just do it. I don't even think about it. There's no the problem a lot of newbies in sales have is that they get offended, not offended easily. They have a fear of rejection. That's what it is. You have to get over that. They are not personally attacking you. If somebody says no to whatever your product or your service your offer is, it's not a direct insult to you, or it's not to hurt your feelings. It's because they don't want the product. So you can't go into sales and be hurt and offended every time you're going to get rejected, because you get rejected much more times than you sell.
Absolutely. Like I went from door to door myself but just a short time, I think like 3 days. Mm-hmm. So I was a quitter in this. I need to admit, I'm very sorry.
No, it's okay, Flo, because I remember doing it when I was very young and I quit as well. It was only because I'd served in the military and I was doing martial arts that I kind of had that kind of more of a better attitude and more focused.
Yeah, I really value like overcoming this step. I think this like you need to survive. I think the first year of the first maybe the first year of door-to-door selling, if you like, because like you get so many rejections and it's quite hard. Like I value your dedication, like going over it and over and saying like, okay, whatever, I will move on. I will keep asking the people to buy my product.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, apparently like a normal lifespan for a door-to-door person is about 6 months. So five years is like a lifetime, really.
Yeah, really, absolutely. So I think like you have really something to teach for the sales guys who having like a secretary making appointments for them.
Yeah, well, yeah, you would like to think so. I've definitely, should we say, fine-tuned my skills when it comes to cold calling and, well, just sales in general, because sales is a people's skill. It's not like a trade where you learn how to cut things or your angles and all that kind of thing. You have to learn people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about connections, basically. How to connect with people, how to know very fast, like, who are they, what do they want, and how which product is the right one and which service is the right one.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there, Flo. And the thing is, what you have to remember as well is only probably 2 people out of 10 people you speak to are going to be a good fit. Not everybody, a shoe size doesn't fit all, does it? So not everybody wears a size 10. So it's a bit like that. Many workshops, what, sorry? I lost you then.
There are many workshops, there are many seminars, books about cold calling, sales, marketing. But on the other hand, like there's a like real life practice, like going door to door, just talking to people, like selling the product or calling people one by one. So what kind of books do you value? What kind of workshops do you value? What kind of people do you trust?
What, when it comes to sort of sales training and learning from other people with regards to sales?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've studied quite a few over the years. There's a few that kind of stand out. And, well, one of them is called Zig Ziglar. Unfortunately, he's passed away now. He's an American. A lot of them American, actually. There's very few sort of European and British. So I'm trying to kind of stand out for the Europeans a bit and Because it seems to be American, should we say, dominated. But yes, yeah, so Zig Ziglar, Tom Hopkins is another one. You've got Ben Gay, Grant Cardone. These are the ones that have kind of influenced me and I've kind of learned from.
Okay, wow. You are writing a book yourself at the moment. Like, yeah. what value you would like to give to the audience, to the probably like to your readership? To your readers.
Well, what I'm trying to do is it's a little bit of a, it's kind of supposed to be a little bit of a mixture of my background and a bit about me and how I've got to where I am, but also some sales training in there as well. So it's kind of a blend of my story with my sort of sales coaching in there as well.
Okay, I see. On the other hand, you're also a podcast host for the Success Breeds Success show, and you feature quite a lot of people who have like some breakthrough moments. I see you talk with other martial arts experts about the martial arts and the samurai and the sales process. What is so fascinating about, like, for you about martial arts and sales?
Well, for me, it was kind of the flip side. It was mainly the martial arts that I was interested in to start with, and that purely because I felt that I was lacking the discipline in my life that I had in the military. So that's why I was so kind of hungry to get back into martial arts. Mm. I only really discovered the sales through the martial arts when I was doing the karate. That it kind of came hand in hand, and then I started learning and actually appreciating how good and how much I enjoyed the sales and selling process.
Okay, wow, good. How do you come up with the idea of writing the book?
Well, I mean, I've been kind of calling myself the sales samurai for a while. So I was thinking I've been thinking about writing a book for some time anyway, but more recently I thought, well, it may as well be a sales book because I've got all these skills and I've got all this knowledge that I've attained over the years. Why not share it with people? Yeah. It doesn't have to be the beauty of this book is it can be aimed at anybody. You don't have to be a salesperson, for example. You could be a coach or an entrepreneur or a business owner, because sales affects everybody. Everybody is a salesman, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's generally like about the human connections, about communications, and like we are always communicating. We always want to win, and we want to get our message across, being understood, being heard, but also like get things done and being successful in life.
Absolutely. I just wanted to mention, you mentioned the show as well, the Success Breeds Success show. I'm actually in the process of rebranding because even though I've had lots of fantastic guests and stuff like that, what I'm trying to do is shift more into what I do, because I have done sort of little episodes regarding sales tips and stuff like that, sales samurai sessions, but I'm going to be doing a rebrand. So it's going to be called Cold Calling Sales and Closing Mastery. So I'm going to focus more on niching down, because the thing with success and entrepreneurs, I'm kind of a small fish in a big pond because there's so much out there, whereas with the sales, it's kind of especially cold calling and stuff like that, it's more specialized. So that's the direction I'm taking from now on.
Yeah, I think it's a very good idea to position oneself in a niche and like finding a niche that is really suitable. Like,
yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Not only that, I mean, it's something I'm passionate about, so it makes sense to speak to other salespeople and interview other salespeople and get their advice and their sort of different strategies and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So your future idea is like focusing on cold calling, or like, did I understand it correct?
Well, not necessarily just cold calling, but cold calling is one aspect of it. I mean, but the beauty of sales is it's such a big, like, there's different, it's a bit like martial arts, there's different styles and stuff like that. It's the same with sales. There's so many different angles. Like, you've got the prospects inside of it, you've got the following up side of it, you've got the rapport building side of things, you've got the sort of sales psychology side of things. So there's lots of different angles.
Yeah, absolutely. how could people like connect with you most easily? If they feel like, okay, I would like to talk with John about like some sales, cold calling, follow-up calling, other like sales strategies, or I want to share my insights with John on his podcast, how could they reach out to you?
Well, I'm actually looking for guests for the show. If anybody's interested in being a guest, I'm looking for guests that I can actually coach or, as an episode. So I'm going to be doing sales coaching as episodes. So if anybody'd be interested in that, or if they just want some guidance and tips and that kind of thing, you could like either listen to the show or maybe reach out and connect with me on, I'm on LinkedIn. So it's just John Molyneux, JohnMolyneux. You could also check out my YouTube channel, which is The Sales Samurai. You can find me. You can find some stuff on there. So yeah, there's a number of different ways.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so good so far. That was our talk with John Molyneux, The Sales Samurai. And we covered the topics of how to deal with these times, how to pivot, how to make new decisions in the Corona times, and how to make successful sales. Thank you very much, John.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.